Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Everybody doing there?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. In the room, we've got Steve Silva.
Hello, Dale Marva.
Amber Ash McCary.
That's me.
And producer Zach.
I'm ready.
And I am Sean Roberts, and together, folks, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And of course, as always, we're streaming to you live here from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning here at 10 a.m. and, of course, 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Delmarva Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's breakfast here, and it's lunch on the East Coast.
Or brunch.
It's a meal. It's a meal somewhere. So thank you guys so much for joining us, whatever meal you're eating, whatever drink you're drinking. And thanks for joining us every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. Where are we at right now on this?
As far as I know, basically, they have already shut everything down.
Okay.
So the votes are in. So now it's just a matter of whether or not they're nominated again.
So keep an eye on that on our Facebook page.
Well, all you have to do is follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that way you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame this year. All the information that you need to know about will be on those pages. So just keep that in mind.
Yes.
Yeah, for those who have recently followed us, it is always good to see new people.
Oh, my Yay! God. We've got so many new people.
It's just as exciting as seeing old people.
I hope you're listening.
Huh?
All of you people.
26 new likes this week, guys.
Woo-hoo.
26 new followers.
Woo!
We could have like a football game. thank you all for joining our family and our family. Thank you all for being part of the family. We love it when we hear about people that download and listen to the show. I think that is so cool. Well, you can where was I now? Oh, yeah.
Social medias.
Yeah. There's. Well, that's after.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Find us on all the social media.
I love that.
Yeah, keep track of us.
All right. Well, we have
I have nothing.
We've had a good show for you guys today.
Hey-o.
There you go.
I threw you off there with the switching it up.
Yeah. Basically, we've got Tina Anderson with the horoscopes about 10:15.
Yay, Tina!
We'll be catching up with each other. And we got lockdown pick-me-ups. We got things that make you go, Yeah, we'll be talking about the, of course, the protesters this week. What a week it's been. Oh, my God. And, of course, it's National Moonshine Day. And we got a pocket-sized cinema later on.
Yay!
Yay! Now, don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1 at gmail.com.
Yes, not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and my favorite, Spotify. So just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, do not forget, rate and review the show.
Absolutely.
We need that.
Oh, my God. I just had one of my ambidextrous mind farts.
Oh, gosh.
I'll do this quick.
He's steving.
I want a Ricola. It's in my pocket. It's in my right side. I know that's where it is.
Ricola?
So I think, okay, I'm going to get that Ricola. I reach into my left hand pocket with my left hand instead of my right hand, which I know where it, that's where it is. That just happens. I'll go to turn something off, and I'll turn it off or more on.
You're aging yourself,
with my
Steve.
Left hand instead of my right hand.
Things that make you go,
I love when Steve talks about his warm pocket candy.
Pocket candy.
Pocket candy. That's warm right. Pocket candy.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, today's theme song is Sunglasses by Night by Corey Hart.
I love that one.
In honor of National Spectacle Day. So, which is kind of cool. And, of course, don't forget, you can always get any of the artists that we play here on Amazon, which is our big sponsor.
Yes. Do I get, like, a little theme music? The...
Not yet. That's at the end.
Okay, fine. Okay.
How long have you been with us?
I like this, though. It gets me feeling like I want to shop. So, nowadays, shop.
That's a new tagline.
I think I'm a shopping addict. Nowadays, more
Wanna
and more
feel
people.
Like shopping? Watch our podcast.
Listen to this theme music. Okay. All right, so more and more people are shopping online, and there is no better place to shop than my favorite place, Amazon.
That's right, Amber. They have everything. So, get what you want by shopping on Amazon now. All you have to do when you're shopping on Amazon is remember to use our banner.
Yes.
What the heck?
She said she wanted music.
We're in a video game.
I kind of like this.
It's like being in a video game.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, just find our banner on the website, the Amazon banner, bookmark it, and that way every time you shop on Amazon, it's saved, and you help the show.
Pew, pew.
It's a trade these days, Steve. Here, catch this ball. Woo!
Kaboom!
Go! What else did they
well,
deliver?
Well, you know... Oh, wait.
This is your favorite part. This is your favorite part.
You already said it.
No, the old people part where they deliver his groceries because he doesn't like to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Plus, you know, you get your shopping done and there's no big crowds. And Sean can say his line after this.
Sorry!
Amber already did it.
Or if you're like, yeah, but
Sean, catch this ball.
We
Woo!
Repeat things here a lot, I tell you. Where was I here? Trouble getting out. Yeah, I do. To do your shopping, is there any help? Is there Amazon?
Can we get out of this commercial? The
no,
question.
It will never end because Amazon is
Good
out there.
Lord.
I mean, oh, they're there to help you out. They even deliver your groceries
Amazon.
For you. I need
Amazon.
More carrots. I need more carrots.
I'm not hungover, but there's definitely
failing.
Something happening
oh
right
God,
now.
You guys.
Jesus. I got too high last night, all right? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And clearly the
funny.
Sugar in Steve's coffee, the mountains of it, is not helping.
Uh-oh, sugar the diabetes.
No, it's the caffeine. Trust me with that.
Sean, wow. Take us home with this.
That's why I only drink
Fix
coffee once
hard.
A week.
Fix
Have
this
fun.
Mess.
Make history.
Shut up and take my money.
Good.
I love Amazon. We have packages arrive at our house like at least every other day.
We've been buying a bunch of things lately ourselves from Amazon.
Me too. You know, you've seen my... Yeah.
Yeah, we've been buying a bunch of different things here and there. So
I need to get better. Use the banner on the banner.
I always use our banner.
I know, but I need to get better.
I know, but
every time you come over and you're helping me out with the studio stuff, I'm like, Sean, the banner. I always go to Amazon. Come on, you know me.
Yeah, but you bookmark it.
I know, I did. We did this last time.
But if we bookmark it, then it goes up there automatically. So that way when you click on Amazon, it goes to your bookmark
But
link.
When I'm laying in bed drunk or high at night doing
All
my
gotta do
binge
is bookmark.
Shopping.
Just
no,
bookmark.
Not on my browser, on my phone.
I am drunk. God.
Doing my drunk shopping.
Real quick, before we get Tina going, Zach.
Yeah?
First of all, did a fabulous job last week of producing the show.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
You're so good.
And I want to show another side of Zach's talent, though. Many of you don't know. Some of you guys do know. Zach has always wanted to have a career in voiceover work,
and
not
I look
just
good,
radio.
And I look good naked. Not really.
Not the picture you sent us yesterday.
That was not me. That was Amber.
Shut up.
And a few months back, whenever Zach, we played his... voiceover work for commercials and everything.
Yes.
So now they finally finished doing and working on his one for voiceover work for animation for cartoons and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So let's play that and hear Zach's talent.
Marcy, do you have a minute? Look, I'm sorry what happened back there.
Psych! No, I'm not! Because I'm pure evil, baby! And we had way more fun down under! In the underworld, that is!
You know why they call me Jimmy the Kid? Because after every shootout,
I want Chalky Milk!
Hey, now! Don't be so fussy, Delia! Plenty of crumbs to go around! Slow down! Don't be such a pig! Say, a flying pig! Now that's funny!
Our plans for queso-infused chaos have been halted for the moment. Let us retreat to my nacho fortress. It's impenetrable and delicious.
You're like a young Mr. Krabs.
Protect me! Do your fonduti! Oh, come on! First we crash land on this planet, now we're gonna go fight space scorpions? Nuh-uh. That's it, man. When we get back to Earth, man, I'm becoming a chiropractor.
Step right up and win! The biggest prize on the boardwalk is...
freedom.
You heard the Scoutmaster, Arnie, and you know what that means. We're going on a secret mission. We're going on a secret mission. Oh, right. We're going on a secret mission. We're going on a secret mission.
That's right, boss. You don't pay me to think. Come to think of it, you don't pay me at all.
Who wants to join me in an old-timey sea shanty?
Oh, we're all doomed to die in the pits of hell we'll fry. Where eagles and crackets creep, dead forever in the murky, briny deep. Everybody!
I got to point out that everyone pretty much had this assumption that Zach does a freaking awesome, like, pirate slash yes. British European kind of voice.
You do the Mr. Krabby's kind of thing very well.
Well, that's kind of, I didn't really mean to make it sound like that, but it turns out that my regular pirate voice just happens to sound like,
hey, Mr. Krabs, come over here, Sponge Boy me Bob.
I'm just thinking about the Nacho Fortress. That sounds really good.
Don't you be talking about me nachos, girl.
Queso.
And what was really cool, though, is how they put everything together for Zach.
So good. Mm-hmm. So pretty well.
How long did it take you, though, to be in the studio, though, to do that, Zach?
Let's see. This was back in, I want to say, March?
72.
And
carry the four.
Honestly, I think it was like an hour. Like a solid hour.
Well, that's you because you're friggin' amazing. You're fast. Didn't they say you were like the fast? You're like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, they said they usually have people that are doing it for like, they're in there for like 90, maybe 2 hours.
You're a
90
natural.
Minutes, 2 hours. I have a technique.
Oh.
I have a technique.
What is your technique?
He's just crazy to begin with.
See? It's a technique.
Am I right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Technique.
Yeah, I mean, the only drawback from that one was is I just kind of felt like if all the voices they had me do sounded too similar. The ones that were high sounded really, you know,
it'll kind of sound like SpongeBob SquarePants.
And then the higher ones were like...
But I think it shows that you have a really broad range. I think it shows that everything you could do within all of that. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, no. I mean, remember we had this conversation yes. when it first came out. It was a little like... a little taken aback. I'm like, I wish I could have done a little more variety because I just felt they sounded the same. But listening to it again, I'm like, no, it's solid.
Aren't you doing
a
video game one too?
Yeah.
That's going to be different. That's going to be another little money. That's going to be money.
That's
right
going to be a lot of like, a lot of the. What's with Steve and the laser thing today?
Oh, I like it.
Pew, pew,
pew, pew.
You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Every time I think of that sound, that like
pew,
that,
pew.
I think of Bernadette on Big Bang
Theory.
Because she was doing that for Halo Night, and they were all like really getting upset.
And then Sheldon says to her, like, you know, saying pew, pew does not have any effect on the game whatsoever, so please stop
pew,
it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Then she does it.
That's funny.
There's an awesome story where... oh God! The actor who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the
Alec Guinness.
No, not Alec Guinness.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, yes. Ewan McGregor. Yeah, Ewan. When he first got on the set to film The Phantom Menace, and they're working with the laser swords,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
It's a green screen stick that sticks out, so they know that something's
Did
there.
Did you just
so
call them laser swords?
Laser swords.
That's what they are.
Lightsaber.
Even Luke Skywalker says laser sword in the last movie, so shut up.
The one time, everyone calls them lightsabers.
Anyway, so he's there, and they're filming.
Yeah.
and they're filming the scene, and Ewan McGregor is going, cut! What's wrong? Ewan, we're going to put the sound effects afterwards. He goes, oh my God, was I really doing
it? Yes, why wouldn't you?
How fun.
Do it again, that was pretty good. They do, it has that. Oh, I love that.
We can hear you.
I love when they hit. Yeah, always
hit. Oh, God.
It's kinetic.
It is.
Is it time to do our horoscopes?
Oh.
Yes.
Are we done with me? Okay, we're done with me.
I'm just kidding.
And of course, as always, we have the lovely, the awesome, the sexy Tina Anderson.
Tina can dance.
Wow. Hey, oh, my Tina. Gosh. Hey. Oh, my gosh. The voices, Zach. I was literally.
Hi there.
That. Wow. Incredible.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't me.
Is it me good?
I didn't catch all of it, but were you doing a demo reel? Or
yeah.
What? I didn't. Oh, my gosh. So good. You're so good.
Aw, thank
I'm
you.
I'm just blown away. Seriously.
He's got it. He's got it.
I got it.
Wow.
It.
Really
the,
good.
And not the Pennywise really it.
Yeah. Well, and coming from, several years of working in voiceover and doing a couple things here and there in a book and some other things, wow, really good. So
I'm a diamond in the rough.
I'm impressed.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, it was really good. Really, I can't wait for you to get it out there. Get it in the right hands.
Us too.
We're getting there.
Or I'm the left there. Hand, whatever works.
I am left-handed.
Any hand.
Southpaw?
You know, one of my son's good friends does voices too, and I can imagine the two of you getting in a conversation together where I could just throw out characters and make you go from character to character. Wouldn't that be funny?
So oh, let's set that up. Yeah, I'm so in.
Wouldn't that be great?
When you ride in a car with Zach, he just does this nonstop. Just nonstop, just character voices.
He does that. And he has a bunch of things recorded as well. Yeah,
sound effects.
I get really bored.
You know what? I love it. When I get my podcast back up, we'll have some fun with that for sure. I'd love to. That would be so fun. But anyway, yeah, you remind me of my son's a good friend, Kyle, who does tons of voices too and makes up his own and it's hilarious. So
I'm available for parties.
You deserve to be out there getting good work for that stuff because you're really talented.
Thank you.
That he is.
He is. Yeah. So anyway, hi guys. How's everybody doing?
How are you doing
well.
Yay. How about you?
Oh, all good. I'm glad that that there's another person in the 50 club.
Yes.
Although, I'm a much older woman than you. I was joking.
But damn, you're sexy,
no
though.
No one would know, Tina. No one would know.
Yeah.
I would say, though, if you need advice from an older woman, here, I'm, a lot of our friends were the older couples, so that's fine.
Hey, I'll come over anytime to talk to you. So, but Tina, by the way, thank you so much for the birthday card.
Oh, you're welcome. Which one did you choose?
Let's see. You know what? I have the card.
Gift?
I have the card right in front of me.
Yeah.
And let's see. I know my son ate all my cake, so I can't have that one. I got some decent cash from my in-laws, so I'm okay there.
Wow. Okay.
I got the lovely card from you. So I'm going to choose B, the gift.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought it was just cute. I came across that and I thought, this is so cute. It's, kind of sort of like what we talk about, just picking different things. But happy birthday again.
Thank you,
sweetie. I hope you really feel good. 50 to me was a very fun feeling for me. It just is I thought I would be done when I was young at 50, and instead it's just begun. Oh, did you catch that? Those rhymes?
I like that.
Wow.
Did you just catch those Uh-oh. Rhymes?
It was slick.
Put a beat behind it.
That's what my son does, my younger one, right? In fact,
exactly.
I know he hasn't reached out to you, Sean, because he got busy with other stuff, but he has your information. But yeah, my younger son, the rapper. Anyway, anyhow, we are.
Yes, but no, it feels good to be 50. It's kind of funny to talk about it, going, wow, I'm actually 50.
50. Yeah.
Holy cow, but I don't feel it until I do yoga with Karen. Pilates for that matter. But other than that, it's just, hey, I just been around the sun 50 times. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just but I thought it was a fun, I just enjoy. Well, maybe it's just being on the decades, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So welcome. And
thank you.
Yeah, 50 is nothing. It's just whatever. I don't want to say it's nothing, but
It's the new 40s, and I'm going to relive it all over again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Oh, my gosh. It's so young. It is so – and then don't forget my dad lives with us, and he is a very, very, very young 93 dancing and doing shots and going for walks. And,
awesome. You know, love that.
Yeah.
Love
so that. He's the one that keeps – he's – seriously, I'm not joking. We went to Florida, right? We get back from this long day of stuff, and it's like 10 o'clock, and he goes, we should go find a club.
Oh my God.
We're not going to find a club. We're going to bed. He goes,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to go dancing.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I want to be your dad.
And I just was like, oh, my gosh. And he's such a ladies man that I mean, whenever we have parties, he's very charming. He's Peruvian. You know, he's a total charming Peruvian man. And he's very, very charming. And so it's just hilarious. So anyway, I'm here to say that 50 too. Feels like a baby in my house because – yeah, 93. So yeah, it's a fun. I think it's. I mean, you're having a quite an interesting beginning of 2020 for age 50. But
no kidding. Yeah. Can we reboot this and start it all over again? Because this one's got a virus.
I think there's like 18 minutes of the tape missing, so there's no way you can change it.
Well, we've also had a very rough week. You know. And today what I wanted to do was talk about how each of us individually, because we're all different. You know, I'm a Gemini, both of Zach and Amber are Tauruses, Steve's a Scorpio. We all have our different happy places or how we find them and everything. And how is it that each of us can get there with all the things that are going on?
That's an interesting question. So let's address that from, once again, the archetypes, which would be the archetypes of your sun sign. Now, although to do it correctly, really, I would probably need to have your moon sign, right? Because the moon sign is the emotions. So that's really what's getting tapped into more would be the emotional side. But let's just go with archetypes. So, you know, Geminis, of course, are kind of the fluttering butterflies. They're the mayors of the town. And they can get bored fast. This is the archetype, of course. They can see both sides. So for a Gemini, it's probably being the voice of reason in the middle because you would be less likely to be polarized to one side because you have both sides in you. You always have both sides. That's kind of how you operate, you know, in general. Again, we're talking archetypes. So if you're a Gemini and you're like, no, that's not me, that's okay. I understand that. This is the archetype of those of you, you know, the sun sign. And, you know, your communicators.
Speaking of.
Communicators. So being able to talk about things would be super important, not to stay silent, be able to talk with your friends and be able to voice and be able to be heard and allow others to be heard and be able to hear both sides would be important. Does it resonate with you at all?
A little bit, yeah, because, you know, it's kind of funny. We sat down because there was the riots that we had in Long Beach and the demonstrations there. Mm-hmm. And, it kind of concerned Roman a little bit. So he and I sat down and we kind of went through everything. And so to have that communication, just to make sure he gets it, I told him both sides of it. So that totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, you know, and Geminis typically are they're ruled by the sign of communication. So it's all about talking about things, right? It's talking things out. And again, there's Geminis are the twins, right? So there's typically the two sides. And so if anyone typically would be able to go to both sides and talk about it, you would think someone with strong Gemini energy would be able to do that. On the other hand, because you're such great communicators and wanting to communicate, if you stifle that, that could turn into rage or something where then you're just angry because you're not being able to talk about it, and it could come out and the one side of you could dominate. So, you know, they call it the good twin, bad twin. I don't like that, but you know, then the one side could be like, okay, now I'm taking over. So talking about it's really important, and being able to still be social in whatever way you need to be able to be social is important because that's how you're built.
Right. Okay. You know? Let's say somebody was a Sagittarius. How would they find their happy place
So if we talk about the Sagittarius that are mutable, their sign, their fire, their starters, their free spirits, they're carefree, they're cheerful, they're wanderlust. And but the shadow side, we all have a shadow side. The shadow side, they're seekers of higher realms. They defy boundaries. They're a lot of good teachers. They're about expansion. However, a lot of this, the shadow side of, and again, if you're listening in Sagittarius, don't take this the wrong way. Don't get offended. But typically our, quote, my beliefs are right. What I think is right. I know the right way to do it. Hmm. And so it makes for good politicians, good political leaders that, you know, I don't mean good, meaning that it's a good sign if that's what you want to go into, because if you're going to go into that, you have to believe in your convictions, whether other people do or whether people see you as wrong or racist or whatever it is. But in order to make it in that business, you have to stand firmly in your beliefs. So Sagittarius can be I'll listen, but I know this is the right way. It's certainly not anything to do with racism whatsoever. It's just their convictions are, I think this is how, you know, and they'll listen and get more information, then they'll form their opinion. So you could see how a Sag could get rubbed the wrong way with this, and they really need their freedom. So, you know, for a Sag to probably want to go out and be able to protest and feel free to have that option is probably super important, because they're seekers. They want to get out. They're wanderlust. So to stay home and be cocooned versus like a Cancer, which they like to be, you know, they're very protective, very, very protective.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would be completely different. A Cancer would be like, oh my God, don't go out. What if there's this? What if there's that? Oh my gosh, you know, that, you know, there could be the complete opposite, if that makes sense to you.
Right,
so
yeah.
For a Sag, that's what I would say. They love movement, and that they're typically very happy, cheerful. Your Sag friends are usually a lot of fun. They're adventurous.
Oh, that's so
and,
true.
Go ahead, yes.
Oh, no, I was saying that's very true for my Sag friends.
Yeah, I mean, they're good salesmen. They're into the metaphysical. They love discussions. They're into all that stuff. That's why they're good in that business of anything with politics. And again, just because if you're, you know, guys, listen, no matter where you fall, if you're going to get into that business, which no thanks for me ever, 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 I score really high for that. But no, you have to believe in your convictions, because you're going to have people right. hate you. Right. So you have to. So that would be what I would say about the Sagittarius sign for all of that. They shoot for the stars. So they're probably out. They could be out leading the march for who knows, you know, because they're freedom fighters, too.
All right.
Very cool.
Okay. Let's say what about if somebody was a Cancer?
Yeah, so the Cancers are the mama bears. They're protectors. They're security-based. They're the nurturers, and the home and family life is extremely important. You know, that's why there's the shell, because of the protection. They can be very stubborn, and they need a lot of connection, though, but they really do seek safety, typically, and closeness and security, you know. So you can just think, just as I'm saying that, can't you feel the difference in that energy? You know, they're very nurturing. They're very sensitive. They can be moody, but family and security and safety in their home. So if somebody's, you know, in an area that where there was rioting and looting, a Cancer is going to probably literally lose their mind, because they're going to be so fearful of what could happen to their family. On the other hand, they could overreact. They could be out there and saying, okay, you know, let's say we're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where people were walking the streets with, you know, with rifles saying, you ain't coming to our town, and, you know, F you if you do, because you're bringing that shit here. You know what I mean?
Right,
like that's,
yeah.
So then you get a Cancer that's literally like, you will not do this, and I will do whatever I have to.
Protectors.
That, exactly. Gotcha. So that's kind of what a Cancer, and but they're very emotional and very psychic, and so this can be also can just hurt their hearts so much.
Yeah, this is so my
right?
sister. Everything you've said about a Cancer is like I'm just thinking of my sister the entire time.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that could be part of it. And this is such a great question, Sean, really, because I didn't think of it from this perspective.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, I mean, everybody, we all have, I mean, obviously, we treat the situation differently, and we approach it differently. And it was just, you know, because I know that you've been doing these positive things lately, and trying to keep everybody positive and so forth. And it was just interesting, because everybody has their own different happy place, or where they go, or how they get there, you know, because of our different signs and everything. And I just thought, yeah, it would be kind of interesting to kind of discuss that. So, you know, if you're unsure
good.
Of which way to go, it's like, oh, yeah, that is kind of like what I do, whatever, to kind of calm myself down,
you know, or to get in a good zone or get in a good mood or whatever or what have you and everything. So,
you're going to be triggered. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's the key, I think, what you're kind of saying too, is it's the triggering. And for me, I'm planning on doing some interviews with the friends and family I know that are affected by this, but I needed to wait for all the emotions to settle down because I can't do an interview if everyone's triggered, right? Because I don't want someone to look like they're out of control. And so I'm hoping to do some Facebook Live interviews and you know, that's what I'm hoping to do because I'm very much about understanding both sides. And my biggest concern, and truly as an Aquarian, which is for peace and harmony and justice for all. And we can't stand injustice, right? But we're also looking for the universal bigger picture. And so we're the step out of the box people. We're like, well, okay, everybody's over here. Everybody's over there. I got to find the new place. Where's the spot that no one's at? That's an Aquarian. Where do I go to do, where can I find something else that I can do, you know? And so I'm hoping to do that. So yeah, staying positive and trying to keep the vibrations up is the best thing that I can do. But I definitely want to do some interviews and stuff. Right. But yeah, it's unlike no thing I've ever experienced or seen ever in my somewhat short lifetime of 58 years. I never experienced or seen all this stuff. And I don't want to go really long here, but I do want to say this because I think this is really profound, you know, in my Facebook group, which is Unchaos, you guys, online. Yes. And shameless plug, I'm starting my Unchaos Yourself coaching group on the 16th. It's going to be incredible if you're dealing with people-pleasing or fixing. And I call it SSDD, same shit, different day, or broken record syndrome.
Love that.
That's what I help. It's 3 months long, and so if you're interested, you know, reach out to me because it's only by interview. People don't get to just sign up and be in their group. But anyway, having said all of that, there is, you know, the understanding of all of this and the polarities that are pulling us apart. It's just so important to understand that we have the energy of I'm dying from COVID because my lungs are filling up. And my friend Diana Previs brought this up, who's also really super into all you want. Anyway, she brought this up, and it's so true. I'm dying, right? People were mainly dying because of what? Pneumonia, right? Mm-hmm. I can't breathe when I have pneumonia. And then we have obviously
George
what just
Floyd's
happened.
Death, yes.
George,
mm-hmm.
yes. And what did he say? I can't breathe. So
I
this
can't
is
breathe,
all.
I can't breathe, yeah.
Connected to that throat chakra and speaking our truths and becoming who we're supposed to be and allowing each other to be free without judgment, which judgment really can be considered racism. So to me, it's the universe pushing us again. They're connected if you think of it that way. And I think that's such a profound way to look at it.
No, it is. Absolutely. Which is, again, another reason why, Tina, we have you on this show, because you always bring a different light to this whole subject of our horoscopes and everything. And that's one thing that we really appreciate from you and being part of our family here.
Well, thank you guys for being funny and having fun, because there has to be places for all of this. And when we had the riots before and I was in radio, you know, we had a discussion like, what do? We need to be the place at the wave at the time. We need to be a place where people can listen to smooth jazz music and relax. We don't need to jump into this. And that was a discussion we had to have, is where are the outlets for people to get a break? Mm-hmm. And so that's also really important. And so that is equally important. Mm-hmm. So good for you guys. The laughter, the fun, the voices, the sound effects, the frivolity, all of it. It's good. It's so important. So bless you guys for that.
Thank you, Tina. And love you so much.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
All right.
We all do air drums at that part.
I know. Oh, yeah. That would have been
We're
the
all
most
sitting here headbanging doing the air drums.
That would have been the most annoying drum orchestra ever if it was real.
Let's try it. Let's just do it. Let's just
all right, hold on.
All get on some drums.
That's the only drum one that I have.
No, I meant like, okay.
Oh.
I meant if we all were sitting in front of a kit of our own kits and we're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. That'd be.
We should do that.
All right. Well, let's catch up with each other, guys. We haven't done this in so long.
Just like making that to them.
Well, first, I want to say thank you to everybody for last week. What a show it was. It was so fun. You know, and I'll be honest, it's not the birthday I wanted to have, because I wanted to throw, like most people turning 50, I wanted to throw a party.
A huge party.
You know,
that's huge.
And thank you. And come on over anytime, baby. And I wanted to have friends, family over, musician friends over and everything. You know, Swampy and I, we were talking about it the other day because I called some of the celebrities who participated last week to say thank you, you know, for being a part of it. And Swampy had, you know, had a blast in talking to Karen and doing what he did for me. And I'm actually a cartoon now of Swampy. That Swampy drew the cartoon.
Aww,
so it's kind of cool. But
the little Sean.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, I'm part of Danville now.
Yeah.
So, but it was.
Yay!
But it was, you know, one of those things where I wanted to have, I wanted to get together with some musician friends, have them learn some of my songs again, and throw a jam in the back, and then have other musicians like Mark Bonilla come over, and some other people that I know come over and sit in and go, do whatever, I don't care, you know, and just do a true jam session kind of a thing after I play. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do, and I couldn't do that. But with what Zach did and what Karen did and what they all put together was the next best thing.
It was really good.
It really was.
Zach, and out of the park, it boom, did.
Absolutely.
Karen.
Absolutely.
All the ass-kicking happened.
To see everybody on Zoom, even though the Zoom didn't work right. And we think we know what it was. Because
everybody
was,
waved. And yeah.
But everybody was, I think, talking at once is what it was, too, as well.
About that stock.
So
exactly.
But to see the people, I mean, Dino Kovitz of the Monkees, my family from El Paso, my in-laws, you know, and everything. It was just such a nice of a collage of different people, you know, there and everything to do all that. You know, and the messages that got sent in, whether it was from Quentin or Larry Saltis, for Brian to call in and spend time.
Brian Seacrest, God!
Love that.
Oh, God, that was so good. You know, and just, again, kudos to Karen and kudos to Zach for putting that show together. I didn't want to go with any expectations or anything, and I went in without it. And I had fun. I had a blast. So thank you so much, guys.
I had this feeling, too, because I told him the week before. I said, all right, because we have a rundown of the show on paper. We do every morning or every Saturday morning. And I had to look Sean in the eye and say, Sean, I got this. You don't need to do a rundown of anything.
I'm going, okay.
And he went, okay. And I just felt
You got that. You did it.
But I looked at him, and I felt like he had this. Oh, boy. This could go either way. I hope he has this under control.
Are you saying he's a control freak a little bit?
What?
No.
What? Sean?
Oh, my God.
Sean in control and perfectionist?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, like, no. And I say this because... My first show ever was 2 years ago, last Saturday, and I did really good for my first time, even though I had about 50%, I was 50% knowledgeable of what I was about to do. So this time I went, I am going to nail this. I'm going to grab the bull by the horns, no pun intended, because we're Taurus. I'm going to nail this because I've wanted to be in radio for the better part of half my life. And I figured, like, this is like, I get to produce my own show with all the, you know, trimmings. I can't even freaking talk. Nevertheless.
Good thing you're in radio.
Yeah, I know, right? Good thing that Karen was able to help me quarterback that one.
Yeah. So, no, and both of you guys did a beautiful job. So thank you again.
And
so
we were
much.
And we were texting each other and calling each other like every day. Like, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Let's do that. Do that. Do that. 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 That.
And I think I talked to Karen on the phone more last week than I've ever spoken.
I love Karen. Started
yeah.
on the show.
We were just talking away.
Yeah. No. And you know, everybody did a great job. I mean,
it was
just,
wonderful.
It was wonderful. It was a wonderful show. Had a blast. I mean, with Paul Preston or whatever, you know. And
Paul, yes, the trivia. Which God, that was you kicked ass on that. By
and
the way.
Renaming our show from, you know, Go Quiz Yourself.
I like that one. That's the other funny thing too, because Paul and I were talking about the questions, and he said we're going to do questions based on Sean's favorite movies. I went Batman, Star Wars, and Back to the Future. He's like, yeah. I went. So how is he not going to get every single one of those? And then Paul showed me the list. I went, oh, okay. You know, who wrote the screenplay for this? I'm like, this is going to be really good. We start playing it.
Nailed.
Freaking nailing every one of them. And I can just feel Paul on the other end of the phone going, son of a bitch. I like what he says. Like, you should have found the person who, you know, mixed and edited.
Sean knows his stuff. Sean
Mons Kanata, bitch, Paul. There you go, baby. Mons Kanata.
Cass, ba-ba-ba.
I was four drinks in. So.
You were.
Four drinks in. Mons Kanata.
Speaking of which, did you end up on the floor?
No, I did not. No. No, we actually.
That would be funny.
No, actually, we, afterwards, we went to pick up, some Japanese food and brought it back here.
Oh, your mom came over, so you had to behave.
My mom came over.
I love your mom. your mom and I are best friends.
So you got sushi.
Yeah, we got some sushi and Japanese food.
That's your favorite. She had a good time, too.
She did. She really enjoyed herself.
She and I are going to go on a ghost hunt to the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to go.
So, and, you know. So
I decided.
And then afterwards, she wanted to watch a movie because she goes, okay, I'm ready to take a nap after we're eating all this Japanese food. And so we went over to the couch. She goes, what was that one film you were telling me about with the popes and everything? So we watched The Two Popes.
Oh, I never finished that.
Oh, so
it's
good.
It's a long one. I got stoned and fell asleep.
That's exactly what happened to me.
I tried twice
with that one, actually.
But we got to finish it, and she really enjoyed it. And Steve was here still and enjoyed it and everything. So
me and Amber watched the movie.
Don't do that while we're talking about Sean's lovely mother.
Oh, sorry.
That's inappropriate. See what I did there?
Careful, man. She's in the chat room sometimes, too.
I know. So. I'm going to say, hey, be on the best mama behavior.
Did she make an edible sound effect? So you know you're doing that. No, just have Steve doing it, and it's then you know.
So, but I got some cool gifts too and everything. So, for those of you who saw on Facebook, I showed off my new train.
My choo-choo.
And then I got some more trains that came in. Got a killer deal.
More choo-choos. For a good deal.
Oh, it was.
Because, on the Amazon?
This was eBay.
Okay. I love eBay too.
In the train world, it doesn't matter what scale. When you get a train made out of brass, it has a lot more detail in on it and everything. So, and then you spray paint it whatever color you want, and you put all the stickers on and everything, whatever. So, I've been wanting to get these brass cars of the Amtrak Surfliner, which is our local Amtrak train that runs along the coast.
I want to go on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, though, is that there's only one or two manufacturers that make the actual cars for it.
In brass.
No, regular. Otherwise, you have to get it in brass, which is undecorated, and then paint them yourself. Normally, it runs anywhere between $300 to $500 or more.
Jeez.
For these things. I picked one up for $120.
Ooh. No, wait. When you say regular, is this plastic or steel? What is regular? If it's not brass.
Yeah, it'd be plastic. Like there's an HO version.
So it's like a little plastic cast, kind of little.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. And but if you don't have, or you're trying to make the real prototype, then you have to do what's called kit bashing or try and find something that's similar that is non-decorative so then you can paint it yourself.
I know all about trains now.
So, yeah. So got
it's
those
good,
in.
Good
and
knowledge
everything.
To have for
yeah.
something.
So, yeah.
Something. Someday.
And so I got a couple of new trains in this week and everything, so I've been pretty excited with that. And yes.
What about what I got you?
Oh, the picture.
Oh, yeah. The Anakin.
I mentioned it last week.
Wow. He's into his choo-choos, okay?
Yeah.
Wow. He's just into his choo-choos right now.
No, actually, you guys did, in all honesty, though, because Zach goes, did you really like it? And, you know, and I'm like, yeah, dude, it was cool, because it is a unique picture.
It's very cool.
And both of you guys actually picked it out for me, yes. So thank you.
I liked the blood on his face.
It'd be like a killer tattoo idea, actually.
Yeah, actually, for a Star Wars fan, it is. And what it is a picture of Darth Vader, I guess, either removing or putting on his helmet, but you're facing his face.
Yes.
And so you see the yellow eyes of Anakin, you know, and everything. And you kind of look at it, you go, whoa.
Wonder who the
it's
artist
intense.
Was.
The colors, it's very vibrant, intense.
Very vibrant. Mm-hmm. And so Zach was kind of worried, you know, did you really like it? I'm like, dude, I love it, but the thing is,
don't know where to put it.
I don't know where to put it, though.
Yeah.
You know. But I told him, I said, look.
Let's look around in here.
It will distract me. I'll see him looking at me. I'll be like, ah!
Yeah, and that's, and it's just like, where am I going to put it?
I know where. Thing. I got. What if you took those down right there?
I can't.
Why?
Because of the sound absorption.
The sound in the studio.
Those two.
Okay.
Put it on the back of one of the bathroom walls. Right, downstairs on the back of the door.
So as you're pooping, you're looking at angry.
So when people close the door...
They're looking at, and that's actually a good idea.
And you look at Anakin, and you're going like, God, I know how he feels because I'm feeling it too.
Yeah, it'll help you out a little bit there on the old toilet. Yeah.
So I had a good week, so got a lot of stuff in and everything. So yeah, very, very happy with all of that.
Hey, that's great.
And you're helping me with my studio.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little home.
Went over last night.
Yeah, I'm putting together a nice little home studio. So Sean's been helping me with that.
Get some good equipment in and everything.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of good stuff. And then you came over and we hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story for Steve.
Steven.
Sean brought over a lovely little set of whiskeys. Or Jim Beam. Is it bourbon?
Jim Beam, yeah. Whiskey.
Whiskey, okay. So you brought that over and there was one that was maple. So I made Sean a bacon maple whiskey cocktail.
God.
That's what I did last night. What do you think? And
bacon.
I already had the bacon, thank goodness, but yes, it was delicious.
Yeah,
it was
very good.
Bacon.
Yeah.
So the maple whiskey.
Chill, Fido.
But I love because she makes it and everything, and the first thing she tasted it, she goes, oh my. And I'm thinking, okay, is it too strong? She goes, that is so good.
That was my, yes. I react like a. Like that with food. Food is better than sex sometimes.
It is.
There it is.
You have an orgasm that way.
Oh, yeah.
I just love to eat and consume food and beverages.
That's how I am.
It was a good one. It was a good cocktail.
That's how I am with Mexican.
So how many times did you get high this week, Steve?
He lost count.
One, two, three, four. Three or four.
Yeah.
It wasn't every day. Yeah.
I love the cough at the end of that
one.
Oh,
my gosh. That's what happens when you take a big bong rip.
Yeah, you do.
But
it hurts.
Are you asking me now how everything...
Yeah,
it's my turn?
Well,
oh.
Steve, catch the ball.
I already know what you said. See, I'm not going to ask
here is Steve
how was your week, because you go, oh, yeah, hi. How many times did you get this week?
Okay. Okay, well, actually, we haven't had a welcoming for a while, so I've done a bunch of things, and I'll be really quick about this.
Ooh.
Do tell.
Now, Steve, one of the things I'm doing during the COVID lockdown is I'm listening to music from musicals, or if I can find a copy of a performance, I'll watch that.
Uh-huh.
So some of the things I looked at, Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. Sort of 70s-ish, but it was written by Cyndi Lauper.
Uh-huh.
From a book written by Harvey Firestein.
Right.
About a real person. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when I, until, you know,
you went through it.
I'm like, wow, that's really cool. So that was really cool. I watched one of my favorite comedy movies, What a Way to Go, with Shirley MacLaine and all the, you know, other guys. It was so good. I love it. Then I found a filming of a performance of Spring Awakening.
Oh, okay.
Now, it wasn't professional or anything. It was just a small stage, no set or anything, in a sense. It's all the same spot, and then they just change things around. It was really good. Okay, then then I listened to the original Broadway soundtrack to Waitress. My friend Eric was in that.
That's okay. Sarah, what's her name? Sarah Bareilles?
Sarah Bareilles.
Okay.
I listened to different actresses singing one of the songs that Sarah Bareilles wrote for that musical. Then I bought some new headphones.
Yay! Which
and,
you forgot today.
I forgot
and
to bring
then
today.
You forgot them.
Yeah.
See, let me ask you this, though, real quick.
Yes.
Paul Williams, what do you think of him as a songwriter?
I think he's great.
Okay.
I've always liked
I want to make a suggestion
did.
For you then. There was a movie years ago, and they have now turned it into a play, and he's added some songs to it. It's called Bugsy Malone. It starts Scott Baio and
I remember the
and Jodie Foster. It was the same year she did Taxi Driver, ironically.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. and it's basically the story of Bugsy Malone, but all the actors are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the cars are, like, pedal cars kind of a thing or whatever. There's a short documentary you can find on YouTube regarding it also.
Is this a good movie? Is this,
yes.
It's not corny.
It's very corny.
I'm picturing Annie.
But it's very fun. All the machine guns, though, they shoot like foam. Like lemon meringue or whatever. And they actually shoot it. Those are the bullets. So when you get creamed, you're dead.
Let's give those to the police.
Yeah.
And
can
we?
Yeah, it's supposed to the pepper spray.
Yeah. And the rubber bullets. And the...
And it's a very, very cute film. It was half the cast was English, half the cast was American. They filmed it in England, though. But because it's a musical, try and find, like I said, the Broadway version of it. The music in it is really, really good. It's one of my favorites. Matter of fact, Cress Williams, the actor who plays Black Lightning, okay, that is like one of his favorite films also because of the music and everything. It's just something that's really cool. Really
and cool. Then something else happened in the last couple of weeks.
Did you go to the bathroom?
An extremely good friend of mine came to my house, picked me up, and took me to the laundromat so I could do laundry, which I haven't done since before Thanksgiving.
Why don't you?
So anyway,
don't be with this shit.
I'm like, wow,
that's gross.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You must have a
I
large
love this
wardrobe.
Man. He's great friend. It's like awesome. Then I've been listening to a comedian. Ventriloquist Nina Conti. I think I talked to you about
that. Yeah, oh, God, she's good.
Some of her things good. She's the woman that puts the mask on people. She brings up on the stage,
yeah,
and then she squeezes a thing, and their mouth
and
operates,
she
and she
talk.
Talks. For. And I, one of the videos I saw, she had seven different people up there she was doing.
It oh,
was,
my God.
She's amazing.
Cool
and yeah. She is sexy.
Oh, she is,
wait,
too.
Look at
and her oh. attitude is like, she doesn't care. She, you know, she speaks through monkey, and he just... is like really dirty and
he's worse than Walter.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Nina Conti. Conti.
I'm going to go down this rabbit hole later.
She is
and a very sexy lady. You know, it's funny because I kind of went down the rabbit hole with her like right before you did. And because it had popped up regarding other ventriloquists or whatever. And I remembered her and I'm going, oh, yeah. And I was watching one of her specials. And everything, and just how good she was overall. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I wonder if she's married.
No.
Nope, she's separated right now. So
yeah,
like,
she was, and she's not. And then the main thing that happened in the past period of time before that, my granddaughter, Kirian,
yes,
graduated from high school.
Woo!
In like, I know, it's amazing. One of the coolest ceremonies I ever saw. They did it in the school parking lot.
Yes.
They built a little stage in front for the people that had to speak and stuff, and all of the graduates and their families were all sitting in their cars like it's a drive-in movie.
That's cool.
And then when that part was done, they drove around the corner in line, and the graduate got out, walked up to an elevated area, walked down it while the car was going down with them.
Aww.
And got their diploma. And then they got off and they took off. So it was really cool. And just congratulations to her. She's amazing. And she's going to be a Supreme Court justice someday.
I wow. hope so. I'll vote. Right. Let's get her in there.
Cool.
Get
Zach,
her in.
How was your week, bud?
Listening to all of you guys, I got to remember what I did now.
You brought the puppy to my house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, was that? That was Sunday, right? Last
yeah,
Sunday?
It was the day after your party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Amber's on Sunday and brought a whole bunch of food. And God, did we pig out like kings.
Oh, and that pizza did not go to waste. We ate everything.
I bet there was nothing. No, I bet there was nothing left. I brought a pizza, chicken tenders, and zucchini for Miles. And then me and Amber split a sandwich, pizza rolls. Did I cover everything?
The giant pizza?
I said pizza.
The salad?
Oh, I was going to ask, did you like the salad? You didn't seem like you were interested in it.
Well, I don't know what it was about it. I'm not a big, I don't like iceberg or like romaine. I'm more of like a spinach and kale and spring greens kind of gal.
So leaves.
The ones with nutrition, not just fodder.
Romaine lettuce has nutrition.
Very, very.
Okay,
little.
Iceberg lettuce I get, but romaine lettuce has a little nutrition. It's not freaking Popeye spinach.
I ate a lot of it, and okay. I pulled a bunch of toppings off and put it on the spinach.
All right, I guess that's better than nothing.
I didn't waste it, and nothing went to waste. Absolutely nothing went to waste.
And then Missy terrorized her two dogs, which now she's terrorizing them, it seems like.
No, it's adorable. It's adorable. My pit bull loves this little cute. It's hilarious.
It's funny, too, because she knows now that she's little, so she can hide under anything, and they can't get to her. And she's like, heh.
It's cute to see her playing with them and having some dog socializing, you know.
I know. I can almost hear them conversating.
I'm going to adopt her if you don't. If something happens, I need that dog.
She goes to you. That's fine.
I know. We've already discussed this. I'm in the last will and testament.
Because she
and Miles, me and Miles get the puppy.
Well, because she's going to basically go to Miles. We'll just call it a day. Just have it be Miles' dog.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So I did that. I rode my bike all week, which is, I was telling Sean, has been my new favorite thing. I rode around 30 miles all over Orange County for like 2.5 hours. I didn't even care. I was just, because I just wanted to get out and just get lost. I didn't care where I went. I just wanted, I almost got hit twice, which, goes
don't
with it.
Don't do that.
Well, I didn't do anything. Someone else did.
He was chasing you. Sean was like, I'm going to get it.
Well, no wonder.
And your little dog, too. I'm picturing the
Actually, the day I rode for 30 miles, I went to, because we have a butcher shop in town, I went and picked up some chicken breast, and then I rode that all the way back, and we got a barbecue, finally. So now I can barbecue
a bunch of stuff. Somebody invite me to a barbecue, guys.
I'll do it.
Cool.
On some meat.
Cool.
Where'd Steve go?
Some barbecue. He's
Where else?
He's on the toilet.
Where else? So.
Looking at Anakin.
Well, should we do some lockdown pick-me-up stuff,
guys?
Yes. All right, let's do those.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
All right, we're trying to get through these quick because we're running out of time on a couple of things. We've got a lot of show still ahead for us here. So I thought this was kind of cool with what's been going on this past week and everything. A police officer comforts a little girl after she asks, are you going to shoot us? This was so cute. This was on ABC News. He says no. He kneels down next to her, puts his arms around her, and says, no, I'm here to protect you, okay? We're not here to hurt you at all. You can protest. You can party. You can do whatever you want. Just don't break everything, okay?
Where was this?
Didn't say what city, though. I didn't get to see where it was from, though. But and it was a little black girl, though, too.
Okay.
By the way, so. And but I just thought it was really cute that he would come down to her level and go, nope, you're fine. You can do whatever you want. He goes, just don't break anything.
It's been quite a compare and contrast of different things happening.
And there was a lot of good things that also did happen this week, too, with the police and everything. So very similar to Steve's granddaughter, Fontana School District, held a graduation ceremony at the Ontario Airport and Auto Club Speedway. So where basically the cars drove through, similar to what happened through that. So, and they did it for all of the whole school district. So all the schools took turns doing everything there.
It would have been quite a traffic jam.
Yeah.
Another left turn.
So that was kind of cool. That happened out on Fontana. And toilet paper donations, this was kind of neat. Of course, it's kind of eased up a little bit, though, but in some areas there's still some certain shortages. getting toilet paper and just paper towels and stuff. Two women got together and put some money together, and their daughters went around to some of the elderly homes and decided to pass out toilet paper for their neighbors and everything, which I thought was really cute.
Bring some to my house.
Yeah.
Where'd they get it?
Yeah. And here's one for Steve, though. Quarantine bingo in Spain.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Why do you single him out? I like bingo too.
I guess I do.
Bingo! I'm good at that. I was
Jeez,
right
my
there.
Freaking Sorry. Heart exploded.
Sean's giving me the eyes. He's like, where's your long straw again?
apparently, one of the many things that really turns Amber on is bingo.
Bingo!
Her nipples get hard.
No, that's not what happens at all. I promise
bet.
That's not one of the side effects.
I'll bet.
No.
Oh, my.
God, you guys are incorrigible.
You know, I'm looking at your shirt right now, and part of the T is sticking out a little bit more.
Bullshit.
And the hand of the Godfather.
It's there.
Don't listen to it. It's not true.
One of those strings is a little bit more curved than
I'm
usual.
I'm shaking my head, rolling my eyes.
Oh, my.
That doesn't change the truth, sweetheart.
Anyways, moving on from my nipples.
How can we move on from that?
Segway.
Please try.
local residents who are quarantined in Cerebel, Spain, have been keeping up their spirits by communicating through a communal game of bingo using a loudspeaker and playing the game via through their balcony. So they were.
See, I'd be perfect. I can just all yell it.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, hey.
I like it. You see a lot of video of areas like that where everybody lives in these huge buildings that are right next
they're
to each
singing,
other.
They're banging the pots for the people on the front lines and everything.
Yeah, people. Yeah. Some of them have musical instruments. Some of them are actually good singers and stuff. And you hear all of these things that they're doing and helping each other. It's absolutely amazing.
It is. It really is. Totally agree. Here's another cool, amazing thing. Katie Field, 29 years old, healthcare rehab assistant at Good Mays Hospital in Essex in Europe. She's used her passion for music and dancing to brighten up the days for those in her care. And what she's doing basically is helping the patients who are affected with the COVID-19 virus learning how to dance. So even if they're in a wheelchair, she's teaching them little choreography moves or whatever, what have you. So she goes, it's really tough for them as they can't see their families. So we wanted to cheer them up. We have occupational therapists do quizzes, but I think music gives them a real boost. It's good for lifting up their spirit, she says. They're not really in a position to learn choreography as we try to get them to walk, but we do and can provide them entertainment. Hmm. So, and that's the main thing that we want to do. Is lift
their
spirits.
City was that?
This was in Europe, in Essex.
Essex?
Say that again.
Essex.
Essex? Essex.
Great Britain.
I like the way you said that. It was in Wheat, right outside of Essex.
Essex. So there you go. So there's your lockdown pick me ups, guys.
Lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
Well, we did have a tough week, and we're going to discuss that real quickly. We don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, though. But look, what happened to the gentleman in Minneapolis?
George Floyd. Say his name.
We know it was wrong. I've spoken to
horrendous
other friends of other friends of mine who are officers. They agree with the tactics, but not as far as how long he was there. A lot of them felt 2-3 minutes, pick him up, put him in the car. Mm-hmm. Why so long?
Well, I think that my friend also is a police officer. A couple of them are. And typically when you're doing a hold or you're doing it on the carotid artery but you're never supposed to restrict someone's airway.
Right.
And I really am appreciative and I think it's amazing that they are going to make it criminal to do any kind of a chokehold, anything like that.
Anything to make someone pass out by cutting
very,
off.
Yeah, it's not okay. Not okay to do that.
Not okay.
Yeah. Give these cops the guns with the lemon meringue pie.
Pies. Yeah, exactly.
Really.
You know, and obviously this is, I mean, we've seen other demonstrations before a few years back in Baltimore.
2015, yep.
And everything. So we've seen the riots there and so forth. And it kind of reminded me of I'm going to paraphrase here, but a quote that Benjamin Franklin once said was that when people will get, or justice will finally come up when those not affected directly will get tired of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so true. And I have never seen so many different people of ethnic backgrounds come together.
Supporting each other.
Supporting each other in this manner of Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And everything. Because it does. And not only were there protests and riots across our nation, Germany.
Oh.
France.
England.
Spain.
Yes. Australia is currently.
Australia.
Yeah.
It's happening. This one event has not just gone national, but it's gone global. So people are tired.
Yes.
We are sick of this and everything. And we also have to understand there are the differences between the protesters, of course, and what I like to call the political shoppers.
The rioters, yes.
Yeah. They're totally two different people. Sometimes the protesters kind of get in your face a little bit. They antagonize a little bit, you know, here and there. But overall, it's still peaceful.
It is. I think it's a 99% to like this small, and it's unfortunate the media focuses so much on sometimes the negative.
Well, that's, yeah, and I don't, that's why I don't watch the news that much myself. I mean, Karen will still watch the news, but the first 15 minutes, it's who killed who shot who, who murdered who, excuse me, you know, how many drive-by shootings there were this week, how many car chases there were this week. And everything. Look, I see that on NCIS. I see that on Murder, She Wrote or whatever. I'm tired of it.
You know? I
think those drive-by shootings on Murder, She Wrote. Yeah.
You never know, man.
Oh, I know.
I think it's good to take a break.
Those white crackers.
Jessica, get down.
Yeah.
Guys. I think it's good to take a break from it, but I think it's also good to keep it in your mind that it is there still.
I was very proud of Mayor Garcetti, though, here in Los Angeles. Because there was a big, huge protest of defunding the police department.
They pulled $150 million from that budget.
Yes.
And they're going to put it back into
the communities,
black
basically.
Communities and schools, which is fantastic.
And focus it there. And I kudos to him because there was a big crowd outside City Hall.
Mm-hmm. Outside of his house as well.
Yeah. But the crowd outside City Hall and everything, I mean, it just surrounded City Hall, literally. And goes, this is the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it. You know, and I think it takes a good man, a good mayor of understanding of, yes, let's make this change. Because, and political or not is irrelevant to me because, I mean, you want to be in politics for a certain period of time, you better do what the people say, bottom line.
Absolutely.
Because they put you in there,
somehow,
they know they can take
some
you
way,
out.
Yeah, you need to be doing something for the people that vote for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and kudos to all those mayors. Kudos to all those police officers also across the nation who knelt with the protesters.
Yes, the ones who are doing the good and
who,
helping people.
Who hugged them. There was one beautiful one where this police officer, I forgot what state, but he was a highway patrolman. It was this black woman on a scooter, and he went over and hugged her, and she just goes, I love you. I'm concerned about you as well and everything. And to
I think
see
that was in
that,
Atlanta. That was in Atlanta.
And to see that. And then to see that one officer in Michigan, the one sheriff's captain, or I guess the one sheriff, literally, because then everybody else is deputy, say, look, we're here for you guys. We want this to be a parade, not a protest. So let's walk. So, you know, there's a lot of good has come out of this. There's a lot of officers who understand this also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good, on the flip side of that, that the ones who are not doing good are being punished correctly.
Yeah.
And not being just on leave with pay. Like they're actually getting fired.
Yeah, suddenly it's
trouble.
Not being swept under the rug so easily.
Which I think needs to happen. I think they need to be held accountable.
And I mean, this has been going on for years.
It has.
You know, and
eons.
I mean,
since humanity has existed.
My grandfather, who's passed away now, he was 98 when he passed a few years back. He was even beaten up by a Los Angeles police officer because he was Latino.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, he ran to the officer a second time. It was a half hour before the officer told him, look, don't come around here. You know, I don't want your kind in my beat. And my grandfather stopped at a bar to get something to eat, a sandwich or whatever. It so happened the same officer came in, took him to the back and beat the crap out of him.
Oh, sorry.
You know, so this is nothing new.
Yes. Systemic racism.
This is something
within.
That's been going on for centuries.
Yes.
And everything. And, you know, to me, in my mind, this is my own personal opinion. The two biggest persecuted people are those of African American descent, black people, and Jewish people of the Jewish faith.
Yes. Very true.
You know, so you know, anything that goes against that or whatever, any human being to dehumanize that person in any way, shape, or form based upon color or creed, to me, that is just not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yes, there are certain things coming out about Mr. Floyd or whatever, but that's irrelevant.
Absolutely.
Is how he was treated.
No one should be handled like that.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, like I said, was the way he was restrained proper or whatever for that moment? Maybe, but the thing is that it was there for so long. It's you have him down, you cuff him, you pick him up, you put him in the car.
Yeah.
You don't keep someone down on the ground that long.
No, it was completely uncalled for.
Yeah.
I find it... we should move on from this soon, but yeah. wrap her up. But I find it difficult for me personally. I come from a very small town in Ohio, very poor town. And, and I know so many white people who wrote bad checks, tried to pass off, you know, money, and never did I see this kind of, you know, no one ever got restrained or reprimanded like that. So it's, that for me is really tough.
There is a white privilege that does happen.
Absolutely.
We can't deny that. You know, but it's a still a slow change, a slow process.
And it's happening. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, look, L.A. went through the Watts riots years ago. Steve was there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, we went...
65.
We went through the Rodney King riots together. Now we're going through this. It's a cycle that
happens.
And
that's okay, and it needs to happen.
It does.
This is how change happens.
It does. And but the key thing also is that out of all of those, this is the biggest one, I've ever seen where we've come together as a community in not just downtown Los Angeles. There were people gathered here in Stanton and walked from Stanton City Hall down Cotella, past my house, down to the Los Alamitos racetrack, and walked back, you know, kind of a thing.
Lots of local.
A lot of local in this. And, I mean, I've never seen so many people. I'm like, these are my neighbors. Holy cow.
There are a couple in Orange County today at some schools, some high school students,
you know,
are getting together.
And I think that is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do that, because it is really showing not just the inner cities, but everywhere that this does need to stop.
Solidarity and support and love.
Yes,
love
is the key thing. It
love,
definitely is.
Love.
Last night I left your house. I was looking out.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure. Did you see the strawberry moon?
I didn't. I had another beer and I went to bed. And I had my telescope right there too, actually, so I should have done it. Okay, so let's talk about the thing that I did not see, but you saw.
I didn't see it either.
You didn't see it?
No.
Okay.
Tell us why we didn't see it.
So a strawberry moon lunar eclipse will occur Friday night, was last night. And let's see. June's full moon is referred to as the strawberry moon because it comes during strawberry season.
Ooh.
Fruity cocktail. On Friday, people in many parts of the world got a chance to see a partial penumbral, I need to look that word up, penumbral eclipse when the moon passes through the Earth's outer shadow. The eclipse will be visible. Is that a beer pouring?
Yeah, it was.
All right, give me that. The eclipse will be visible, was visible in Asia, Australia, Europe, and Africa. So if you, did anybody watch it on that? I don't know. I know we missed it. So June's full moon, also known as the strawberry moon, because it comes during strawberry season, might look a little darker than normal this weekend. We might be able to see a little remnants of it. That's it.
So there you go.
The strawberry moon eclipse. Most visible in Asia and Africa.
That'd be a cool name for a beer, strawberry moon.
Strawberry.
There is probably something like that. Let's ask.
One doubt it.
Let's ask Mike and Kay.
One doubt it. Well, you know what? Something we should go back and do, because I just saw it right now.
What was it?
Things that make you go,
Loaded.
I better think. I don't like to think.
Well.
Do you want to go first?
Your name's first.
It is first.
My name is second.
And
Sean's name is third.
We're going to do this in a round robin.
So we could tear this paper into several different directions, and
that
it would all
sound
work
like
out in the end.
Things that make you go zen.
Says things that make you go. I mean, things that make you think. Did I guess the right one?
No, that's right.
Oh, okay,
that's right.
Thinking Amber.
That was the right one.
That's the right one. Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Things that make me go.
I think we should all say it at the same time. That'd be cool effect.
Yeah, we need that weird music though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to find
zen,
out here.
That zen. Things that make you go.
Hang on, everybody.
I think it might be the purple.
I wonder, where is that button?
We got to get the right music behind this.
Where is a darn button when you need it? Here. Don't make me sing.
Oh, let's see. No. New sponsor, folky music, upbeat, happy music. All right.
Do we find
Sean, it's not in here.
No, we didn't even take it out.
Don't make me sing.
Well, give me a second. I'm just going to go ahead and load it. You guys go ahead and talk.
All right. So let me just. All right. You guys think about this one. If a turtle loses his shell,
yeah,
is he naked or is he homeless?
I have another one that goes with that.
Oh, let's hear it.
If he loses his shell, is he naked and afraid?
I liked your other one better right here. That's good.
Yeah. All right. If you get cheated by the Better Business Bureau, who do you complain to?
If you work...
Yeah. It does work better with the music.
It does. If you work
What's it called?
Okay, wait.
You know, let's just look up Zen music. Okay. Maybe, I think that's what we probably did last time.
No.
I don't know. I'm just going to go on with my next one. Okay, think about this one. If you work as a security guard in a Samsung store, does that make you guardian of the... Galaxy? Did you say it out loud? You're whispering it before I can say it.
Okay, is it true that cannibals do not eat clowns because they taste funny? That's kind of a joke.
If all the world is a stage, where is the audience sitting?
Can I do one?
Look right here.
If poison expires... is it more poisonous or no longer poisonous?
I'm very curious about that. I wonder if the clouds ever look down and say, hey, that one's in the shape of an idiot. I like that one.
Why is the time of day when the traffic is the slowest, it's called rush hour?
If a word in the dictionary were misspelled, how would we know?
Who edits the dictionary? That's a good thing.
Why is something sent by car called a shipment, but something sent by ship called a cargo?
That one just got me.
If your car says Dodge on the front of it, do you really need a horn?
When butterflies get... You done?
Yeah.
All right. I'll continue. When butterflies get nervous, do they feel people in their tummies?
If you try and fail and succeed, which have you done?
We must ask ourselves.
Musk.
What do people in China call their good plates?
You know, this one I've always wondered.
That was a funny one.
Why is it called quicksand, even though it drowns you slowly?
Steve, you gonna go?
It's me. Okay. Why is it called lipstick? If you can still move your lips.
That's an interesting one. Why is it that bullets ricochet off of Superman's chest?
Pew pew.
But he ducks when the gun is thrown at him.
He's a little insecure.
He is.
What do sheep count when they can't go to sleep?
Sheepdogs.
You know what I was thinking the other day, guys? Maybe oxygen is slowly killing us, and it just takes 75 to 100 years to fully work.
Oh, gosh.
That could be.
Never know.
They say there's life on planets that are all methane-based, so...
Hey.
That's not us, though.
Fart aliens.
We'll talk about science.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
Things that make you go,
Would deodorant make us smell worse?
Yeah.
Like the one in your backpack?
We have to ask now, aliens.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Today's also a National Moonshine Day.
Oh.
And we know Steve loves his moonshine.
My favorite.
That's right.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is White Lightning.
I like the apple pie.
Pass that over here, Cletus. Yeah. Or Everclear's.
Everclear.
Oof, yeah, no, it doesn't Everclear. Taste good.
I used to have to light my barbecue.
All right, now, everybody, you've no doubt seen the iconic jug of moonshine labeled simply with a large foreboding XXX.
Sure. Love those movies.
Yeah, the old XXX. Yeah. The letters indicate that the shine has been run through the still 3 times, ensuring the alcohol is of an extra high proof. 120 or more. Yeah, shine's been run through the still 3 times.
I've had some really good
okay. If your car wasn't fast enough to outrun cops while on a midnight run, bootleggers in the 20s were doomed, so they modified their cars and eventually got the idea of racing each other on a track. Hence, stock car racing was born.
Really?
Yeah, that's how NASCAR now, stock car racing.
Moonshine reached its popularity during the Prohibition era.
You tell them.
Era.
But its origins are more than a century earlier during the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794.
Oh, wow.
There was a rebellion.
Whoa.
When the federal government tried to levy taxes on farmers who made and exchanged whiskey. Damn. Now, by the light of the moon, here we go. The name moonshine was brought to America by early British settlers who used the word to describe illicit tasks that needed to be done under the dark of night.
Ooh.
Sometimes shine is called Mountain Dew and White Lightning.
I knew it.
White Lightning came from the fact that real moonshine is colorless. Mountain Dew came from the fact that often moonshiners drop their product off at night near a stump in the greenery alongside mountain roads. Mountain Dew is now a trademark of PepsiCo for carbonated soda. Too bad it's not infused with moonshine. Now, America's first legal moonshine distillery was in what state?
It gotta be Tennessee.
Nope.
North
Kentucky?
Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh. North Carolina.
Yeah,
my man.
In 2000.
Home of NASCAR.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes so much sense.
It does.
In 2005, Piedmont Distillers in Madison started legally selling moonshine. They used recipes from relatives of moonshiners and 1950s and 60s NASCAR superstar Junior Johnson. Their moonshine is triple distilled, and they use real fruit in their fruit-infused batches.
Ooh.
Everything you always wanted to know about
moonshine.
Moonshine.
I had some of the best moonshine in Nashville. Oof.
There was one time our friend,
out in the country.
Our friend Gino, his dad went, because the family lives back east also.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they were in the South, and they brought back some actual moonshine.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it still had, you know, the sticker or whatever, but it's legal, but it's traditional moonshine. And Steve and I are over at Gino's house, and I felt like a bunch of 18-year-old kids drinking alcohol for the first time. Because, like, okay, who's going to have it? Who's going to have it
first?
Yeah,
it's about a little bit of a... My favorite thing about it is it just literally... It just your mouth and your throat absorb it, like... Bam! It doesn't even get to your stomach.
It was so smooth, though.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it was good.
Good moonshine is hard
really
to find,
good.
But good.
Well, you know what time it is right now?
What time is it?
It's time to give some people some class.
11:25. Oh.
Some culture.
Something we like to call
pocket-sized cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema.
Whoa, I almost fell out of my chair.
he was deflating.
Today's features. Kind of like the Fake Gate years ago. Today's features entitled Wheelchair Lover. Wheelchair Lover. Yes, we open when a woman decides that she's had it with trying to find a decent man in a bar. So she takes out an ad in the paper that says she is seeking a mate who is loyal, rich, and a good lover. After a few days, her doorbell rings. She opens the door and sees a man in a wheelchair with no arms and no legs.
Arms.
Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy... The Wheelchair Lover.
Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm here about your ad.
Wait, what? Well, how do I know that you're loyal?
Well, I saved my platoon from the VC in Nam. That's where I lost my arms and legs.
His name's Matt.
Matt? How do I know you're rich?
Well, I make over $3 million a year. I have my own software company. You can look at my bank statement,
says Matt.
Well, how do I know you're a good lover?
I rang the doorbell, didn't I?
But I'm...
His name was Matt.
It's a pretender.
It could have been named Stool.
She put her address on the ad. I'm afraid of that.
Don't overthink it, please.
I'm like, wait a second.
Don't overthink it.
A little taken back, Er.
Yeah. All right, should we play the game?
Woo!
I guess.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's making night turn into day.
And Matt.
Quiz me. Quiz you.
What the hell was that?
Play the Ryan Seacrest.
Like a pirate
play.
Burp.
Huh?
Play the Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
What's the Ryan Seacrest there?
Ryan Seacrest, God!
Suck it!
All right. Don't be a fuckwad.
Thank you, Brian.
I almost choked on my tea.
All right, I'll go first here. Here we go. Question number one. What Great Lakes state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard?
Amber's raising her hand.
Why are you raising your hand?
I wasn't sure if I really knew it. I want to say my name and really put it.
Well, so if you raise your hand, that means they won't be sure if they're going to call on you.
Me. Amber.
Yeah.
Her.
Amber.
Michigan.
That's correct.
Woo! Yeah.
Michigan.
I was picturing the map in my brain. I'm like, wait, what's that?
Did it hurt?
Okay. No.
Okay. Question number two.
It did not hurt.
What is allspice alternatively known as?
Zach.
Zach?
Cinnamon?
No.
Amber.
Amber?
Chinese five spice? No.
No.
Okay.
See. Cumin?
I thought you were going to get it, but no.
Allspice. Allspice.
Isn't that the name? Isn't that the name of the
it's
mineral on
spice? No, that's all I've ever written.
Allspice is more of a. You add it to sweet stuff. Like, I'm picturing, like, pumpkin pie for some reason.
Okay. Do you guys want a hint?
Yes.
You see it in olives all the time.
Amber.
Amber.
Pimento.
Pimento. There you go.
Really? Allspice is pimento?
Pimento.
I learned something today.
You did.
Every day.
I was waiting for you to hit it.
I'm a Bill.
Question number three.
That was for you, Sean.
Yeah, well, thank you. What laundry detergent got lots of mileage?
Zach? Tide.
Incorrect.
Aha! Wait for the damn question.
Okay.
I haven't played this in a while.
Rest of the question for both.
Okay, got lots of my.
All right. What laundry detergent got lots of mileage out of the ad line, Ring Around the Collar?
Oh, my God.
Amber.
Amber?
Woolite?
No.
No? Oh,
my God.
Ring Around the Collar.
Gain.
No.
Jim. Zach.
Oh, Zach.
Ring Around the Rosie.
No.
I can be funny, too.
I know. I saw the commercials on TV.
I know. I thought it was... Okay.
That is wrong.
Amber. I'm going to go with... No, it's not...
Is that your answer?
It's not all, is it?
No.
No, that's not okay.
All.
Yeah.
It's a utensil in the kitchen.
Zach.
Zach.
Fork.
No.
What the hell?
Oh, I can't remember.
Here's what the answer.
Wait, hang on.
Not spoon.
It's a utensil in the kitchen.
Knife?
Yeah.
It's not one of those. It's you're saying it's a
grater.
Turkey baster.
No. Thank you, Brian. You guys want the answer?
Yeah, I can.
Whisk.
Oh,
a whisk! There you go, whisk.
Shit!
Whisk around the collar. Yeah.
Suck it!
I thought that was Wolverine.
That was perfect. All right, question number four. Who flew after anchoring off of Hawaii in 1779 was mistaken for the god Lono.
The hell?
In what year?
1779.
Steve's
birthday.
Magellan.
No.
What? This is a tough one.
Nope, not really.
Oh, Hawaii history here?
Yeah. If you know Hawaiian history, it's easy.
Yeah, because we all, you know that.
Mauna Lea. I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's Kama Mauna Lea.
Oh, I got it. Zach? Kokomo.
No.
What?
Oh, no, I was thinking of the damn song.
That's Beach Boy song, yeah.
Whatever.
Kokomo. Okay, say this. Okay, do the question again.
Okay. Oh, who, after anchoring off Hawaii in 1779... was mistaken for the god Lono.
God, I know this.
Moa?
I can see him in the blue suit and they landed.
Captain's hat?
Yeah.
17.
God, it is not there. It's just not
it's
there.
Not Columbus.
No.
It can't be Columbus. No,
that was 1492.
It's famous,
right? I know. Yeah. But I was like, wait, that can't be him.
300 years ago.
17.
It's a completely different century.
Yes, it is. Yeah. He time traveled, okay?
He had a DeLorean.
Especially after he was dead.
DeLorean boat.
Okay, you guys want the answer?
Yeah.
Captain James Cook.
Cook.
Okay.
Ah! Yeah, well.
All right.
I've seen the movie.
Question number 5. What magazine boasts the slogan, test, inform, protect?
Zach? Men's Health.
No.
Test? Steve. Inform, protect.
Steve?
Modern Education.
No.
I don't know. I don't like the way it sounds. It sounds very like a white dude with a gun. I don't like it. It's like these
All
dudes.
Right, what we're going to do, we're going to test it, then we're going to inform you about it, and then we're going to protect it.
And get that moonshine he was talking about earlier.
Hot diggity.
After we storm the courthouse with our AKs. I don't know.
Light it on fire.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
Boy, she looks like she thinks she's on the spot or something over there. I don't know.
I think she went back to Ohio.
I did. I regressed.
All right. You want the answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Consumer Reports.
That's a magazine.
See, now it makes sense. You should ask that question again.
That was
all right. Steve's got the next 5.
Okay. Question number 6. Or, as I got in trouble for saying in high school, sex.
Oh, dear. Of course you did.
Oh, yeah. And the teacher made me write the word sex on a piece of paper 200 times.
Oh, and you loved it. You're
smiling the whole time.
So that's the worst punishment.
Okay, here we go. What continent has the fewest flowering plants?
Zach. Antarctica.
That's it.
Woo!
Yay!
Antarctica. Okay, question number 7.
My palms are sweaty.
Mom's spaghetti. Oh.
What? Okay, hang on a second here. Hang on a second. Okay, this is weird.
I want spaghetti now.
What fictitious element begins with the letter K?
Amber.
Amber.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Superman! Right, Superman! Yeah. I was like,
well, does it really exist? So it's a fictitious element.
Yeah, but that tells you
I was thinking
the
about
answer.
Superman. I was channeling my inner, you know.
Name another fictitious element in the...
Really? Exactly.
What's the one from...
Yeah.
What's the one in...
you didn't know it, did you?
The James Cameron movie, the Avatar. What's the one they're digging up an Avatar everywhere?
Oh, yeah, that's a fictitious element. Yeah.
Wait.
You don't know what it is.
Whoa, wasn't that from Dune?
No.
No, it's
Okay.
Different.
Wait, no,
they
Dune,
made up something
Dune,
really
Dune
cool.
has to do with sand.
Dune was called spice. That's what I was actually going to ask in the last question. Allspice. Isn't it called spice?
No.
In
no.
Dune? I only say that because they're remaking that movie, so...
I don't know what for.
All right, anyway.
Okay, question number 8. What was the first planet to be discovered using the telescope?
Amber? Venus.
Wrong.
Jupiter.
Wrong.
Zach?
Mercury.
Wrong.
Sorry.
Think of something you would need a telescope to explore.
God.
Is it a planet?
It can't be that.
Your anus.
Sean.
Saturn? No.
Zach.
Go ahead, Amber.
Yeah, we just said
we
Uranus.
We both said it.
It was Uranus.
I knew.
Yeah, but you didn't call your name.
No. I did. I shouted.
No, not you.
When he got this like really perverted look on his face, I was like, oh, it's Uranus.
Yeah, he kind of ruined it.
I knew it.
Exactly.
It took us that long to figure it out.
He made like a 13-year-old boy face. Like, I'm like, oh, it's definitely Uranus. Definitely Uranus.
Well, you know, it kind of scares me because at any moment...
His could fall out.
Uranus could explode.
Oh, Jesus. Sweet baby
Question
Jesus.
Question number nueve. How many U.S. states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Zach. Three.
Wrong.
Damn it.
John. Four.
John.
Four.
Wrong. Amber.
Unobtainium. That's the element. Sorry. Unobtainium. That's the element from Amber.
You want to stick to this
Amber?
Question?
Give me a number.
I didn't hear it.
Good. Just give me a number.
Seven. Six. Six. No.
Okay, he said seven.
Wrong.
Sean.
Sean.
Five.
There it is.
Thank you.
I was going to give Amber a little help there. Boy, she just went right through it.
Oh, no. She's on her phone doing something else.
I was looking at that.
Don't get in your way.
In my head.
She's having an Amber alert.
I had to know which element, fictional element it was from Avatar.
You know that light at the end of the tunnel? Forget it. It's too late.
What light?
Okay.
I was Steving.
I have in my hand the very last question.
Woo!
How many days does a cat stay in heat?
Oh, I should know this. Amber.
Amber.
I'm gonna say like 9 or 10. No, 10?
You'd be wrong or wrong.
Sean.
Sean.
I'm gonna say a full week, so I'm gonna say 7.
Wrong.
Zach. 90 days.
Wrong.
90?
Oh, what?
Boy, is she a bitch at the end of that?
On one hand or two? One hand or two?
Yes.
That's not me. He said yes to
me. Okay, here we go. How many days does a cat stay in heat?
One more time. Amber?
Amber?
14.
Wrong.
Dang it.
That's two weeks you see, think you stay
Dude,
in
my,
heat?
Dude, my daughter's cat.
My daughter.
Miles' cat was a whore.
Teeny tiny.
Whore cat. Itty bitty.
Or itty bitty, yeah.
Itty bitty kitty.
It's called itty bitty kitty.
Like a little hussy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was.
Oh, back to the question.
Do we need a hint?
Yes.
Was I close last time?
Were you close?
Last time? My last guess?
I don't remember what you said.
I said 7 originally.
I don't know how
he
define
said 7.
Close.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
The never-ending question here with Steve.
At some point in this thing we call quiz me, quiz you, somebody has said this number.
Wow.
Sean.
5.
That's it.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Steve, huh?
Y'all's on the level.
No, not one.
Sweet dreams are made of
I always put my sunglasses on if I'm driving at night and the song comes on. I'm always like, had to put
on. They actually say if you drive in the rain, you should wear sunglasses, though. It does help you see better.
Cut the glare down?
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, we hope you had fun with us. The show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
And me, this is Steve, and I know I only go on Facebook once or twice a week or Twitter once, but if you'd like to follow on Facebook, it's Steve Silva, and on Twitter, it's at Silva Lining 69.
Oh.
Hey, Dancing Queen.
If you, what?
Dancing Queen.
Tennessee Queen?
Well, you're there over there. Just...
Oh, Dancing Queen. I'm a dancing. Okay, if you want to, follow me.
Don't do it.
And all of my crazy,
you might
super
step in something.
Liberal, political, social justice warrior shit, you can find me on Facebook with my name, Amber Ash McCary. And if you want just fun stuff, on my Instagram, same thing.
McCary.
My name.
Exactly. Oh, I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson for everything.
There you go.
Zombie
literally.
Zombie Mel Gibson.
I'm literally the only person that has anything close to that name, and I'm so proud of that.
It's amazing.
That's kind of cool, though. I like that, though. That's
Zombie
a good handle.
Mel Gibson.
Well, it's like Swampy just like M Monogram.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, for Major Monogram for Phineas and Ferb.
Oh!
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I like that.
Yeah, he makes it simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. simpler things in life.
Absolutely. Once again, guys, thank you for joining us both on the East Coast and here on the West Coast. Don't forget, you can catch our shows Wednesday through Saturday morning on Delmarva Talk Radio, starting at 7 a.m.
Eastern. Our past shows, correct?
All past shows. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. So drive time. So hopefully you guys enjoy those over there. And other than that, we'll catch you next week. Be good to each other and be safe, people, also, as well.
Goodbye.
Take care. See you guys next week.
Hey, world. Stay calm out there, please.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.